Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Bill, this season is a big year for the Buffalo Bills as it's the final year that the team is playing in the current Highmark Stadium before they get ready to move over to the new Highmark Stadium across the street on Abbott Road in Orchard Park. When you think about that stadium, the current stadium in Orchard Park, what comes to your mind in terms of the significance for you?
All right, first of all, one thing I have to say is every season is a special season. Not just the last year here, but this one is a little bit more special because we're saying goodbye to, I don't know how to describe the current Highmark Stadium that we play in right now. I could tell you this much. I went the first year it opened. Don't remember the game, but what I do remember most of all is having our driver's ed teacher from Maryvale High School go out to the parking lots. Because there was the parking lots were in, and we had all this space so everybody could kind of practice, you know, parallel parking, pulling into a spot. And as we'd look over and go, wow, there it is, man. Doesn't look that big because you're only looking at the top portion, you know. That was a whole big thing when you walked up to it, and most of it was down in the ground. You know, it's just so much history and so many incarnations of what our team has been over the years. And, you know, as happy as we've been through, you know, the ups and the downs and the this and the that, it's just a special time right now. It's you know, Josh Allen's our quarterback, and it's a special time right now. So if ever there was a time, is what I'm trying to say is, if ever there was a time to say goodbye to one, close one door and open up another, it's pretty cool that it's happening with the current leader of our team, Josh Allen. I love that. I love that we're going from one to the other. And I know from things that I read that that's a big deal for Josh, you know? It's a big deal. We're saying goodbye to this. His first home in the NFL. Going on to a brand new home in the NFL. I think all of it is the timing is perfect.
When you did go to the stadium, and what was it that kind of made you fall in love with the current Highmark Stadium, going to Bills games or concerts or whatever you were going to the stadium for?
Well, you know, if we go back, I think the first game that I ever went to go see the Buffalo Bills was at the old War Memorial, the Rock Pile, and it probably was 63, might have been 64, and going with my dad, and I remember that It was me, my father, and Russ the barber, who had Russ's barber shop on Union Road in Chickawaga. So, you know, that was exciting. You know, that was like, oh my God, this is such a big stadium, and it's, you know, it's the Buffalo Bills, it's our team. And then you get out to the to the Highmark Stadium now, and it was like, whoa. Oh my God! We just, you know, that's like we just blasted off into space. It was amazing, just an amazing. And you know, I have to say this too. I've been around different cities in the NFL to see games. I've been up to Oakland a couple of times to see games at the old Coliseum, and I remember going up there the first time, like maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and wow, the Coliseum was falling apart. And somebody said to me, you know, your stadium's as old as that. And I'm like, well, it may be as old as that, and we might be in the weather conditions of Buffalo, but it doesn't look like this. Our stadium today, it's not bad, and it's built perfectly for football. And I'm sure that that's what's happening across the street. So getting back to your, you know, to your question, you know, every time I think about the stadium, I just think it's the home of our team, and let's face it, there's no doubt about it. We love the Sabres, we love the Bandits. You know, I certainly love my hometown, but the Bills are the heart and soul of Buffalo, and it's their home. You know, it's like when you get home, you know, you drive home, and it's like, oh, thank God I'm home. I've been traveling for a couple of weeks. You go to a Bills game, and you are walking in to home, the heart of Buffalo. It's right out there in Orchard Park. That's what it means to me.
I know that you've gotten the chance to see a ton of players, and you mentioned Josh Allen as one of the catalysts of this team over the last several years. Who have been some of your most enjoyable players to watch in that stadium in your time as a Bills fan?
Probably no one more than Josh Allen. But that's not a Bill Fichtner thing. that's a football thing. I so enjoy the fact of talking to people, whether – you know, they're Jets fans or this or that. I got a lot of friends. I used to live in New York, a lot of friends from New York, Giants fans or whatever. You know, who doesn't like Josh Allen? He's just probably the most fun, exciting player. Not probably. He is in the NFL right now. Now, that said, you know, this current team, you know, you fall in love with a team like the early 90s teams. You know, there was a rhythm going on between those guys that was pretty special. But you know, I remember feeling that back with Jack Kemp in the mid-60s, and Daryl LaMonica was his backup. You know, there was every once in a while you find a nucleus of a team. This team has that. This team has that, and James Cook is a big part of that, and he's so exciting to watch. So I've loved that. You know, over the years, I've always loved Steve Tasker. Just anytime Steve Tasker was on the field, you know what? Odds are he's going to be involved. It's just the way that it goes. I always thought that being around Steve was just like super special. So, God, there's so many people. I remember Joe Cribbs, Hey Good Clark back in the 60s. For whatever reason, man, I just loved him. He was a defensive player and you know, that's a question. Oh, man, it's almost impossible to answer. You know, if I sit here and think about it long enough, I go, oh. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I get it. What are some of your favorite memories of a Bills game or, you know, going to a Bills game with your family or something like that? Anything that stands out to you with that stadium?
Well, I will tell you this, and I've said this. I say this every year, dozens of times every year. You know, people are fans of other teams. That's great. Listen, I appreciate it, man. Be a fan of your team. That's great. I'm a fan of my team. But when people tell me, oh, man, we know how to tailgate and get ready, and then I stop them right then and there. I'm like, oh, but come on. Don't talk to me about tailgating. Don't talk to me about getting ready for a game and the parking lots and everything and all the surrounding area around it, because there's no place like Buffalo. I recently met someone with a who was involved in the sports world, and actually did not know how special it was to be at a Bills game. I'm like, I found it hard to believe. I'm like, You mean to tell me you really follow sports and you don't know what it's like to be at a Bills game? And I explained it. I said, listen, I have such joy getting to the game 4 hours before the game starts. I walk through those parking lots, and I see people, and I see just fans in joy and preparation and embracing it and doing the Buffalo thing. You know, Buffalo, listen, it's tough to live in Buffalo. Weather's tough. This is tough. Seasons, all that. You know what? We know how to make good things good. We know how to take a situation and go, doesn't matter what the weather's like. We're going to make this special today. That's Buffalo. So when I get home and I go to a game, even before the kickoff, you know, I'm excited about that, about what's happening. And I will tell you, is it great to be in the game? Of course it is. When we win, nothing better. When we lose, nothing worse. But when we win, it's walking out of the game that is so much fun. Because all of that energy that everybody put into being there, and you walk out, the team's excited, they won, we're excited. It's just an awesome feeling. I love that about it. I love being around the holidays. I remember a couple of years ago, I was home for a game against Miami and walking through the parking lot, and there were holiday lights strung up between pickup trucks and people, and, you know, someone popped out a Christmas tree, and it was like, oh, come on, only in Buffalo. I so enjoy it. I enjoy the people. I enjoy the experience, and knowing that I'm home.
Yeah.
Great.
I've asked other fans this and other people are part of this series too. When the stadium is decommissioned here at the end of this upcoming season and they start preparing for demolition, if there's anything from the current stadium that you would like to take home and keep for yourself as a personal keepsake in your basement or up on your mantle, what would that be?
You know, probably just a chair. You know, the one thing you got to remember about the Bills Stadium too, what makes the current Highmark Stadium, you know, it's so funny, sometimes I still call it Rich Stadium. But, you know, people at Highmark are probably, no, don't call it that, Bill. The current Highmark Stadium is, you know, listen, I've been to the stadium in Dallas where the Cowboys play. Let me tell you something. It's impressive. I mean, boy, talk about the bells and whistles. I've been to SoFi out here in L.A., which actually I tend to like the Dallas one a little bit better, even though it's, you know, quite a bit older. Our stadium up in Buffalo, the current Highmark Stadium, you know, they added the club level later on. You got to remember when it first opened, I think it was, you know, kind of no frills and 80,000 seats. Now I believe it's down to 70, but things changed over the years. Like I said, the club level, some suites in that. But it's still pretty much a no frills stadium by brand new stadium standards. Now, I have a feeling we're going to get something a little bit different across the street. So it's not like there's a ton of things like, geez, you know, I certainly don't have room in my backyard for the whole goalpost. But I think I'd love just a single seat. I can find a place for that. I'll bolt it to the floor in my man cave.
There you go. You made mention of the new stadium a couple times. What excites you about the new stadium right across the street? I'm sure you've been following along with all the updates in terms of the field installation, the seat installation. What excites you the most about the new facility?
You know, it's just, listen, it was time. I know that, you know, people in the NFL, so I had read and really, you know, wanted a new stadium for Buffalo. You know, I'm excited because, you know, you take all of those people and all of that energy and all of that love for this team, and we're going to upgrade. We're going to put them, you know, we're going from a coach, you know, we're walking on the plane and they're like, oh, sir, you got upgraded. You're going up to first class today. And it's just like, yeah. So, you know, we have an old stadium. We love it, but we're going to go across the street. It's going to be, you know, it's brand new. It's going to be something to celebrate. Now, it's interesting because I was over in England for a few months this past year working, and I believe this is correct, that the firm that designed Tottenham Stadium,
yep,
in the Premier League, mm-hmm, are the same guys. And I've heard, and it looks like from artists' renderings and things, that it's similar in its shape and size. And I have to tell you, I asked people about that in the Premier League, because I went to a lot of Premier games when I was over there for about everybody, whether they're a Chelsea fan, Arsenal, Man City, Man U, Liverpool, whatever, everybody talks about, yeah, that Tottenham Stadium, it's the nicest in the Premier League. So that was always exciting, because I know that we're getting something like that. It's just, why not? You know, we're such an amazing team. Why not have an amazing stadium?
And you got any plans to try to make it out here for at least one more game at the current stadium this season?
Absolutely. I'm going to be there for the Tampa Bay Bucks game. I will try for others, but I know for sure. You know, it's my thing. I got to make one a year. So I know for a fact that I'm going to be for there. Maybe more. We shall see.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add that maybe we haven't discussed?
No, only that, you know, it's worth mentioning that back in the 70s, when they used to do a thing called Summerfest, it was a stadium concert. Back in the 70s, in the mid-70s, they did these Summerfests. They would start like mid-afternoon and end in the evening. There used to always be at least 3 to 4 acts that would go up, and we're not talking small. You know, everybody went through Buffalo in the summertime, and people came from far and wide. So that stadium is, you know, I've got so much, I've got as many memories of games that I've seen there as I have of seeing, like, you know, live performers be there. So the stadium's just got an unbelievable rich history with the city of Buffalo and everything that has happened there. You know, the day is going to come when the stadium won't be there. They might do like they did with Yankee Stadium, where, you know, they built it in the parking lot. Same thing with the old Shea Stadium, where the Mets built Citi Field. You know, build a new one next to it and then take the old one down, and that's your new parking lot. I'm not sure if that's the plan, but I will tell you this. Even with the new stadium there, I will drive by someday and I will look at where the old one was, and I will smile, because I'll remember everything that happened. I don't care if it's asphalt now or trees growing. I will always remember what it's like to walk up, and as soon as you see through that tunnel, and then all of a sudden you see all those rows go down, and there's the field, and that's a feeling that's in an image and a memories that I will never, ever, ever forget.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.